17 after 6, that's J-Lo singing at the inauguration, which has happened. Mm. Professor Emerita Elizabeth Goldsmith, Hoover Presidential Scholar, inauguration expert from Florida State University.
Fabulous.
Professor, good morning to you, Melbourne time. Did the absence of President Trump from the inauguration cause any procedural difficulties?
No, and in some ways it made it easier. So they parted. The new president went in the front door. The old president went out the back door into a helicopter, and he's on his way to Florida. So he's probably there now, actually. So President Biden is now our president with Kamala Harris as vice president. It was a very smooth inaugural ceremony. It went great. And Vice President Pence was there the whole time. And his wife, Karen.
So, Professor, mm-hmm. as an inauguration expert, how would you give us a ranking out of 10? How did you feel that it went?
Oh, I think it was a 9 or a 10, or especially a 10, given the circumstances of COVID and January 6th. I mean, it was brilliant, actually, and some new traditions are being formed.
What's the most important part of an inauguration? I make some memory that Barack Obama, when he was inaugurated, got the order of the words wrong, and they had to revisit it the next day, and he had to swear it in the correct order.
Right, right. Well, I watched this time. It looked like it went okay, and it's really only a couple lines. So, but that's always around noon. This time it was about 11:43 Eastern Standard Time. They got into it. Got it done, and I think it was okay. I haven't heard any feedback on that one.
And, Professor, you talked about some new traditions being formed. Can you give us some insight on those?
Well, today, instead of having inaugural lunch that I'm a specialist in, where they go inside Congress and have a big ceremony and then a parade, military parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, they're not doing either of those. Mm-hmm. They're going out to Arlington to the National Cemetery with the former presidents, three of them, do a ceremony there, and then Biden and Mrs. Biden are going back to the White House around 3:30 Eastern time. And he goes right into executive orders, he goes right into business, and around 7 or 8, there's going to be Tom Hanks and entertainment.
Generally speaking, it's really cold, is it not, on Inauguration Day? And I made memory that there's one president actually caught a cold at his inauguration and died.
No.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, today it was 40 and sunny.
Beautiful.
Just a little snow came down right before, and they all saw that as a sign when the sun came out, when Joe Biden started talking. So it was very clear and beautiful for the most part.
Well, it's clear and beautiful here as well, Professor. Let's hope it is a good sign. President Biden's speech, again, I'm going to ask you to rate it.
What do you want to know about his speech? It was great. I mean, it's about unity and faith. He says a lot more about God and faith than usual. And his Catholic background is also similar to Kennedy's, was our last Catholic president, 1961 to 1963. So I think this faith approach will be a little different.
And just while we've got 40 degrees Fahrenheit in Washington, what's the top temperature in Florida today?
Well, I'm in North Florida, so it's around 60 or 70. Where Trump's going, it's pretty much warm year-round.
Good on you, Professor. Nice to chat. Professor Emerita. And I did ask Amelia to check, why is it Emerita and not Emeritus? Mm-hmm. I think it's because the professor is a woman.
Okay.
Elizabeth Goldsmith from Florida State University, who I thought were the Gators, but I'm being told they're the Seminoles. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. The Gators, of course, gave us Gatorade.